This is Toronto, and if you're an aspiring playwright or want to get involved with the local theater scene, then you better make your way over to the Lower Ossington Theater on November 26th for the Artist Emergency. The Artist Emergency is actually a launch party. It's going to feature the launch of THESP, an organization dedicated to the continuing development of theater in Toronto. THESP is divided into three components. There's a community service section, a section for constructive criticism, and a third section that is known as the Indie Theater Project. Sarah Ilyatovich Goldman is the founding artistic director of THESP. We chatted recently about this new initiative and what people can expect to see at the Artist Emergency launch party. Here's our conversation. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Now, in your own words, what is the purpose of THESP?
The purpose of THESP is to change how the independent theater scene in Toronto is produced. We have an unbelievable source of talent with people who have tons and tons of brilliant ideas that are doing amazing things around the city. But people aren't seeing that work, and there's an unbelievably low glass ceiling on what these artists are able to do just because of how we're structured artistically within the city in terms of, you know, funding capabilities and space. And the work that's required is so much that it's very, very hard for these companies to make larger names for themselves, and therefore brilliant things in the city aren't being seen. So the idea is to try to find a way of streamlining our resources and working together so that we can expose the city to the wonderful things that are already happening.
Now, there's three components to the website, and first I want to talk to you about community service. So what will that entail?
Well, that is a much bigger topic, which will grow over the years as the organization is able to grow. But we have a lot of different plans and hopes about how we can reach out to various arts organizations and artists. It's really not about changing any of the people or things that are happening, but giving people tools that they can use so that they can further their own career and their own company's career and development. So there's lots of different things that we want to implement that I don't want to talk too much about because we don't want to let too much out of the bag yet, but that we're hoping to grow and bring to the city as we ourselves grow.
Of course. And there's also one other component you've started, and that's the constructive criticism section. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that was something that we started in July to get up and running for Fringe and SummerWorks. The idea being that, again, Toronto is a much smaller city and community than we sometimes feel. The artistic scene here is very, very close-knit. And everyone knows everyone, but we let a few people in the media sort of decide how we view shows. There's the same reviewers over and over again, but we have an extremely opinionated audience base. So the idea was with Fringe and SummerWorks, when you have tons of people going and seeing things, and these shows, sometimes, you know, the success or failure is based on reviews, and it's all profit share for all the artists. So let's open it up a little more. And, you know, there's lots of feedback opportunities on websites now, but there is very rarely an opportunity that doesn't have one opinion attached to it. So the idea was just a place where people can come and talk and share, like, criticism or compliments. As long as it's constructive, it doesn't really matter. And we got some really good success with that and some really great conversations going. You know, different playwrights of plays weighing in on issues and being able to communicate with the audience about what it meant and some plays that people loved and then other people hated. And it became a really good community resource over the summer.
Sounds like a very open source, similar to what you see maybe on Craigslist or just a typical wiki page.
Yeah, well, that was sort of the idea, was to combine that sort of as our introduction to the community, to really push the emphasis is that we're here for people. It's not about our own mandate or our own artistic mandate. It's about creating a resource and a community around the people and artists that already exist within Toronto.
And the other component on the website, Sarah, is the Indie Theater Project.
Yes. That's what we're having our big launch for on November 26th. Again, got to be careful not to say too much before the party. But that's sort of where the whole idea of THESP started, was trying to create a different sort of theater season within the city than the ones that you already see. You have lots of opportunities for, individual emerging artists within the city, and you have lots of opportunities for more established companies. But there's sort of a gap in that ladder where you go, like, right out of theater school, what do? As a small company to get your name known, and hopefully the indie theater season will provide an answer to that.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the big event for THESP, which is the Artist Emergency at Lower Ossington Theater on November 26th. You touched on it, but go into a little bit more detail. What can people expect to see when they head there?
A really fantastic party. The idea is to get people out and start reassociating theater with fun. I think there's a lot of people who feel that theater becomes obligatory in the city. They go and see their friend shows and, you know, coworker shows, but they don't go and see things for themselves. And it can be a really spectacular time. So we're going to have lots of different bands that are playing. It's also about just introducing all sorts of emerging artists that are out there working to, you know, different audience bases. So we're having 5 different bands playing. We have a lot of different visual artists that have been commissioned that are creating pieces for the event. We're going to have a DJ later, cheap drinks, and then, of course, the big announcement of the season and what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. And you also have an artist challenge, so to speak.
Yes, that's what we're doing with the visual artists. We're doing, each person is getting $10 and 24 hours to create a piece, kind of trying to speak to the fact that, again, the city has so much talent and such limited resources, but we're always able to create things which are spectacular. So trying to actually address that. Sometimes I think it gets hidden because we want to say that we're all okay and we all have lots of money and resources. We know we're not all in that situation. We know that we're all struggling just to put it all together. So why not embrace that and embrace the amount of talent and resourcefulness that we have?
And also, you promoted a truckload of poutine?
We were trying to get a truckload of poutine. We've switched it to a giant cart of popcorn. And we're working on poutine for the next event. But it's we're going to have a variety of, like, different foods, really cheap drinks between 7 and 9. You know, just the idea is it can be a party. It's going to be great. People should come and have fun and hang out. We have a really great video presentation as well that'll be playing. We've been talking to established artists throughout the community. You know, we have this amazing thing in Toronto where you have artists that have become producers because that's the only way that they can get their vision out there. So you've got these really great people who are sharing their stories. And, I mean, I've been going around and gathering these stories, and it's fantastic because we're all so much closer to each other than we think. You look at people who we now deem successful and where they started and what they've gone through. Sometimes only a couple of years ago is the same thing that all of these emerging artists are going through right now. So we're trying to unite the community feel of everything so that people are approachable and you can ask for help and have the resources you need there to succeed.
Sarah, I know it's hard to forecast the future, but say 1 year from now or maybe 5 years from now, what would you say is the goal of THESP at that point?
The goal is to be a fully functioning, full-time running part of the theater scene in the city and sort of try to get people to change the way that they view theater here. Theater is alive. That's the whole brilliance of it, is it's not separate from you and I. You're a part of the whole experience. There are amazing initiatives that are happening in Chicago, that are happening in the UK, to bring light to the very, very small productions and make it this whole experience. And I've been there, and you can just feel the whole thing breathe. And that's what we want to bring here. Someplace where you can go, see an amazing show, have great drinks, have a party, get to meet new and cool people, share your ideas, whether you like the show or don't like the show. You know, the idea is sort of to make theater like a concert. You know, go to a concert, and even if you don't love the band, you've loved the experience because it's a whole night of a good time. And hopefully that's something that THESP will be able to accomplish and bring to Toronto.
So it's about more about the community than the actual business.
Well, I mean, it's about both, for sure, but it's not, THESP doesn't have an artistic mandate. Our goal is to help companies grow within their own mandate and to teach them how to get the resources that they need so that they can stand on their own 2 feet and start doing things and sort of break the mold. We haven't had a really big theater revolution in the city since the 70s. with all the alternative theaters and, you know, Factory and Passmurai and Tarragon, which are all absolutely spectacular. But, you know, it was 40 years ago, and we need something new to link us to all of those things now. We need something that speaks to a different generation of people, and so that it's not just the same people going and seeing shows and the same people in shows. And hopefully that's what we're here to do.
And Sarah, if people would like more information on THESP or they'd like to get involved, what's the best way to do that?
All of our information is on thesp.ca. If you go to the Indie Theater season section, you can find all of the links to our YouTube channel, our Facebook page. We've got some really great Playmobil promo videos for Artist Emergency on YouTube. Check them out. They're spectacular. There's a new one being released today or tomorrow. And yeah, that has everything that you need for right now. And if you come out to the event, you're going to get a lot more information and have a really great time and meet a lot of really cool people. I'm psyched. It's becoming a much better party than I ever could have envisioned. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. Sarah, thanks so much for taking the time out, and best of luck with THESP.
Thank you, Eric.
Sarah Ilyatovich-Goldman is the founding artistic director of THESP. To learn more, please visit www.thesp.ca. That's THESP.ca. The launch party for THESP, the Artist Emergency, will take place on November 26th at the Lower Ossington Theater, 100A Ossington Avenue. Tickets are $10. The event begins at 7 p.m. That's all for this episode of This is Toronto. Questions and comments can be sent by email. The address is thisistorontopodcast@yahoo.ca. You can also post a comment on the website, thisistorontopodcast.blogspot.com. And in case you haven't done it yet, go to Facebook and check out This is Toronto's brand new Facebook fan page. The fan page will have more features, and it's a great way for you to connect with your fellow Torontonians and discuss art and culture. I'm Eric Rosenheck. Thanks for listening.